Hello and welcome to the show. On today's episode, we'll talk about Disney Cruise Line canceling additional 2021 sailings, select Disneyland dining locations closing, shops and snacks locations reopening in Walt Disney World, and a brand new mobile checkout process that'll make your entire Disney shopping experience contactless. Plus, we'll also talk about what we recommend you add to your must-do, must-eat, or must-experience Walt Disney World lists and what to leave off of those lists. From locations around the state of Florida, this is the Diz Unplugged. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 1107 for December 8th, 2020. My name is Denny Sunderly, and I am filling the virtual host chair for Mr. Pete Werner. And I am joined here by my good friends, Rhino Clavin. Clavin, I tell you
You said my name weird. I was like, excuse me.
Forgive me. I think maybe I was getting ready to say Ryan. I don't know why. Maybe we'll be very formal today. And Jackie Gailey.
Hi, everybody.
Corey Fiascanaro.
Hey, everybody.
And Craig Williams.
Oh, hi, hi.
So glad to have you guys here today. We are back for more fun this week, and we hope that you are too. So grab your hot cocoa and snuggle in. We're going to talk about all the biggest news that there is to talk about in Walt Disney World and also a little bit of Disneyland as well. But first, right off the bat, we want to remind you that we are sponsored by Dreams Unlimited Travel. As always, the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel are here and ready to help you plan your next Disney vacation. When you're ready to do a little dreaming about what that trip might be, visit them at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com and request your free no obligation quote today. Another sponsor of ours is Magic Candle Company. Magic Candle Company creates the most wonderful resort-inspired and theme park-inspired scented products, including candles. I have an order that I'm waiting for now, and I can't wait for it to arrive. But if you'd like to, go to magiccandlecompany.com. You can search through all of their offerings. And if you want to save a little money, use the discount code DisneyInfo to save 15%. How are you guys doing today?
Fabulous.
Good.
I love this cold weather, so I'm pretty happy.
Me too. Best ever.
Yep. I mean, if anybody's ever wondered if it legit gets cold in Florida, yes, it absolutely does. It's
right
been
now.
Right now. This is it. This is your moment to throw on a sweatshirt and run around Walt Disney World. It is definitely cold, but it's nice because it makes us feel like the holidays just a little bit more. Also, want to definitely mention that our YouTube channels have now multiplied. So what normally was on just a couple of channels is now on several of them. And if you want to catch all the great new content that's going up, you want to be sure that you're subscribed to all of those. So DCL fan, Disney Dining Show, DVC fan, everybody's got a different YouTube channel. So make sure to go and check all of those out. And while you're at it, if you are not subscribed currently to this channel, go ahead and like it, subscribe, like this video, subscribe to the channel, and maybe share it with a friend. If you've got a good friend who's a Disney fanatic as well, definitely just share the love, because as Rhino says, sharing is definitely caring, and that's a good thing. So yes. Craig, Mr. YouTube, did I say everything correctly this week?
Yeah, I'll give you a pass. We're good enough.
Thank you. Thank you, merciful Craig. Thank you. So to jump right in on all of our news stories, we're going to head over to Rhino, who has graciously agreed to read all the news. So to you, Rhino, at the news desk.
All righty. So Disney Cruise Line has canceled sailings through February 2021. Disney Cruise Line is now reaching out to guests with reservations for the February 2021 timeframe to let them know that all sailings departing through the end of February have been canceled. Guests navigating Disney Cruise Line's website recently have been unable to choose February 2021 cruises, so the news was expected. Guests who have been impacted by these cancellations are being offered the choice of a 125% future Disney cruise credit to be used on a cruise prior to May 31st, 2022, or a full refund. Guests who have not yet paid for their sailings in full will automatically receive a refund of what they have paid thus far. Should you have any questions or need additional guidance, the Disney Cruise Line experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel are here to help you. I went to see the Fantasy last Thursday as well, and I'll just plug that. There's a little video if you want to see what it looks like docked in there. It's not really, for me, it wasn't super exciting, but it's in there. It's on the Disney Cruise Line YouTube channel. But that was the only ship I saw that was docked in there when I went Thursday. But the Dream is on track to dock in Port Canaveral on this coming Thursday before dawn is what you have here. So that's pretty much what happened with the Fantasy too. It showed up way earlier than it was supposed to. So
it was scheduled for like noon and it was there by 7:20 or something like that.
Yeah.
No, like, but your video was great. Rhino, you did a great job on that video.
You did. I loved it.
Well, it was me running around at different parts of the port being like, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. I'm definitely not allowed to be over here. And like just trying to record for 30 seconds in like 10 different places before security whisked me away. But I think it was just open. I'm just always very nervous about being in places like maybe I'm not supposed to. But there are other people like taking photos and pictures and stuff. So I didn't feel too bad.
No, it was great to get to see it and just a little snippet, and the way that you edited it was perfect. And a lot of times what they've been doing with the ships is they might originally dock at Port Canaveral and then they'll take them out and anchor them off of Cocoa Beach. So that's what they've got. Yeah, that's what's happening right now with a couple of the ships. So, and the Magic is still in Dover in England. They went out and did a little U-turn in the ocean over the past couple of days and they're back at Dover now. So it's just, it's kind of fun to see the movement and know that at least three of them will be over on this side of things. But I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't super surprised to see that February had been canceled as well. Were any of you guys?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I wasn't at all. I feel like knowing that the CDC is requiring cruise lines to run some test cruises, I feel like, that's going to take them a while to organize that, because yesterday we were talking on a DCL show about this a little bit, and you'll find that over on DCL Fan, by the way. And they're requiring some people from the CDC, some cast members for Disney Cruise Line, along with members of the general public, to go on these test cruises. So they want people from all three of those groups, and that's going to take some organization. And I feel like if they were going to start some of those test cruises in February, I feel like they may have already started organizing that. And you know what? Maybe they are, and they're just keeping it under wraps. We don't really know, but
very on the down low.
They could be.
I want to piggyback on something Jackie just said. She plugged that we do have DCL shows coming up. Just so you know, that's going to be exclusively on the DCL channel, like the Dining's been, unlike Moving to Orlando and DVC, where you can find them both right now. But starting the new year, you'll find it exclusively on those channels as well. But this week, when DCL does post, it's just going to be on there. So make sure you're subscribed to that so you don't miss it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Rhino, story number two.
Okay, so in light of the latest safety measures announced for the state of California and its varying regions, Disneyland closed all dining locations that do not offer a takeout option on Monday, December 7th. I'm going to read the little blurb from their website. And it says, while the Downtown Disney District has begun a phased reopening beginning December 7th, restaurants and dining locations that do not offer takeout will close. Retail locations will remain open. The hotels of the Disneyland Resort remain closed and will reopen at a later date. Disneyland Park and Disney California Adventure remain closed and will reopen at a later date pending state and local government approvals. Upon reopening, Certain parks, hotels, or unavailable have limited capacity and will be subject to a limited availability or even closure in a park admission, and offerings are not guaranteed. We have taken enhanced health and safety measures. An inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any public place where people are present. So at this time, according to Disneyland's website, all merchandise locations will remain open at reduced capacities, and about 350 Disneyland Resort employees will return to furlough because of the state stay-at-home order, according to Disneyland officials. Retail shops that sell food like Marceline's Confectionery in Downtown Disney and Trolley Treats in Disney California Adventure will remain open, but any food purchased at those locations or anywhere else at Downtown Disney must be consumed off-site. So basically, the mask cannot come off for any reason anywhere at Downtown Disney. And if you haven't heard, Hong Kong Disneyland also closed again as of December 2nd, and Disneyland Paris is closed and not reopening for the holidays as really expected. So I have a fear that there may be some more layoffs and furloughs headed this way at Walt Disney World in the future. That's what I'm getting from this kind of story, is that now they've had another source of income closed, the cruise line not being ready until, who knows, like March maybe. It's a little... It's nerve-wracking, you know, for the people, for the cast members out there right now who are maybe still on furlough or working right now even, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we also, the Grand Californian was due to open yesterday, and just, you know, like 3 days ago, that's when this information broke, and all those cast members, those DVC people, cast members as well, who are gearing up to go back to work there in just a few days, just found out, never mind. So that's tough. That's really tough.
Yeah, that's really the heartbreaking part of it, is the cast members who were able to come back to their position and to do what they love getting to do, and now to be told, yeah, never mind, you know, which is, I mean, just the dichotomy between what's happening in Disneyland when you juxtapose that with what's happening here at Walt Disney World. And the third news story that we have to, well, the big thing about the snack locations and the shops opening up that we're getting ready to talk about, like, it is just so interesting that to just see the two together, and it's my heart goes out to those cast members in Disneyland. That's for sure.
Yeah, so, it's hard.
It is. All right, Rhino, give us that next news story, please.
Well, some good, like, positive news here, I guess. We have some things that are reopening here at Walt Disney World. Two merchandise locations in Epcot's France Pavilion will reopen soon. We have received word that both the, I don't know how to say this, Guerlain shop and the Givenchy shop found near Impressions de France will reopen after Christmas. More specifically, a store team member said that the reopening will be happening in January. The two merchandise locations have been closed since the reopening of the park in July. Epcot guests can currently find a selection of Guerlain products in the back of the Taste of Epcot International Festival of the Holidays merchandise area inside of World Showplace. And then over at Hollywood Studios, Epic Eats is serving snacks again for the first time since the park reopened in July. And according to the Walt Disney World website, the snack location will be open daily from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will offer freshly made funnel cakes and soft serve ice cream creations. Fountain sodas and limited alcoholic beverages are also available at Epic Eats. The kiosk is located just outside of the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular Theater. And as at the time of this recording, the hours of Epic Eats transition to 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. during the week of Christmas, with closing time extending to 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve. So you got a little bit of extra time with it over there. But yeah, I was there that day. You were talking to me about it, Denny, that it was opening. And I was like, I think it's already open. There's people outside of it.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was exciting. That was a lot of fun. So they word had gotten out that the next day it'd be opening. And I remembered that you were going to be there, Rhino, which was just serendipity, because we just needed some new pictures. And that was perfect timing. But that was so fun when you said, hey, it's already open. Like, I love when they're able to do that. I love when they have all their ducks in a row and they're ready to just go ahead and surprise the guests, because then that's even more fun for us. So I am excited that we are going to have some new locations to shop at, or some returning locations to shop at in Epcot. And of course, always a reopened snack location is always a good thing. Is there one shop or restaurant or snack location that you guys really wish would reopen that hasn't yet?
Yeah. Okay. So first off, that store in the back of France, I'm surprised that it hasn't opened earlier, because the Givenchy store, that's perfume. And I don't know about you guys, but every single year I'm always buying Haley a new perfume for Christmas. I feel like perfume is like a kind of a hot item to get your significant other for Christmas. So I feel like that's going to be a place that a lot of people are going to do some Christmas shopping at. But two of my favorite restaurants are still not open and both looking ridiculously grim for their future. Wolfgang Puck Express, obviously the sign came down. We don't know if it's even ever going to come back again. And then also Sebastian's, you know, they opened up the resort, but then said nah to the sit-down restaurant. So, I mean, they do have some outdoor seating that they could have utilized on the right side of it to have people come and sit outdoors and dine at Sebastian's. They opted not to do that and just leave it closed. Those are two of my absolute favorite restaurants. So fingers crossed that something happens with them. But
yeah, that would be great. Sebastian's really has a nice following. Like it is just nice, fresh seafood. It's a little different than what you see in other dining locations. So I don't blame you there for wanting that to reopen. What about you, Rhino? Anything that you're hoping reopens?
I think everything I like is already reopened, or everything that I frequent. So I feel like these other stuff is nice, but I'm looking forward to when I'll be comfortable to be able to dine inside again, which I don't think is going to happen for a couple more months for me, at least. Probably not till I'm vaccinated, to be honest, but I will second Fiasco's, I really love Sebastian's. I was lucky enough to have three meals there, and all three were just fantastic. And I think that was such a great addition to the resort that I am kind of missing. Like, that would be one that if it opens, I'd love to go to again. I know in the chat, I saw Allie just said that Ohana was one for her. And I have to agree that I think that would be a great, like, I want to celebrate, you know, being able to be in the world again. And I'm going to gorge myself on that bread pudding, you know. But other than that, I feel like I could still get my Ronto wraps, which I'm really happy about. So I don't know. I think everything I like. Oh, I just remembered one. In Epcot, the Tangerine Cafe. I'm so bummed that isn't open again. Yeah.
Yeah, we need our hummus. Please open. Mm-hmm. Please. Mm-hmm. What about you, Jackie?
So I agree with Rhino on the, I've been waiting for the dining rooms inside to reopen. So Florida weather is really tricky sometimes to eat outside. So I don't find it enjoyable at all when it's really warm. And now that it's so chilly, it's probably not going to be so enjoyable either, unless we can bring our blankies. So I'm looking forward to that. And also as a sign that things are getting closer to the pre-COVID state. I know it's going to be a while, but the couple of times I've been down to Walt Disney World since they reopened, I wasn't missing any of my favorites. So we were able to go to the places we love and enjoy. And so that was really good. I do miss the snack cart, the spring roll snack cart in Adventureland. I was hoping that on Craig's live video yesterday that it was going to be open, and sadly it was not. So I'm looking forward to that.
Are you sure? I had friends who said they got select spring days. Rolls at Magic Kingdom on Sunday. Oh, okay.
I think pretty much weekends right now.
Oh, weekends. Okay. Ah, see?
There you go. There gotta we go. Come so, get your spring rolls on the weekend, Jackie.
On the weekend, yes. So I'll be doing that then.
That's good. Craig, what about you?
I think for me, the only thing I'm missing at this point is probably Trader Sam's, really, because, you know, Grog Grotto on the inside, yeah, that's kind of a mess to open, but they could easily open up the terrace on the outside and serve drinks around that area. But, you know, that's probably the only thing. I feel like they're making good decisions about a lot of the stuff that is still not open, just because it would not make sense with how crowds move. So, like, I know a lot of people are still clamoring for Casey's Corner to be reopened, but, like, yesterday at Magic Kingdom, the line for the Emporium was snaking all the way down the road past Casey's, blocking both what would be an entrance and exits to Casey's Corner. So how are you going to have the line for the Emporium also take a different path so you can still get people in those stores, try to get people inside and outside Casey's when clearly that would also have a line going into it? Because, you know, pre-COVID, it always had a line at, like, super busy times that went out the door. There's just there's a lot of things like that that just it doesn't make sense to have them quite open yet. So there's very few that I'm still kind of scratching my head about, like, when will those reopen? But Trader Sam's, the outside area, that's definitely one.
That's and I agree with you about Casey's. I mean, Casey's is always crazy slammed and with so many people anyhow. And when my husband and I were at Magic Kingdom last Monday, the line for Emporium was just like what you're describing. So it snakes around the corner, zigzags up by, like, the child care center, and then comes back toward Crystal Palace. And even with the line that long, they're saying that's only 5 minutes. That's a 5 minute wait. And it was, they were right. Like, you see this gigantic long line and you think, oh, I'm going to be here forever. But no, it was really doable. But the physical nature of where to place all the people. I don't know how they could ever reopen Casey's.
And that line for the Emporium, really, it took me back completely. Like, if you watch the live stream that I did yesterday from Magic Kingdom with my wife, like, we went inside the Emporium for just a little bit. And it was by far the busiest I've been in the Emporium. Like, it was the busiest of all the times that I've gone in that store that I've ever seen it. And, like, I think I made the joke afterwards. You needed basically a PhD to figure out how to get around without constantly rubbing up against people. So it's, you know, and I'm trying not to be the stressor, the complainer, all of that, but it drives me nuts when people constantly tell me I'm wrong about my viewpoints on the parks being, you know, not very great with distancing, not really good mask compliance in a lot of areas, especially once nightfall hits, the noses start popping out, mm-hmm. like they need that air. It's as soon as it gets dark, your nose They're can't nocturnal. Breathe the same. Like, I get a lot of flack for that, my viewpoints on it, but literally, when I'm walking through a store and the only way I can get through is by rubbing up against people, or I have to hide in a corner until they finally move so I can duck out, then, like, you can't tell me I'm wrong all these times. But yeah, it's getting crazy in some of these areas sometimes.
That same thing, actually, that's I had a little mini like internal meltdown at Hollywood Studios the other day, because that same thing happened with the shop in there. I was trying to record, like, a quick video, just run through, and, like, you know, there was a person out there counting the people as they went in, but, like, you go in and I was like, this is chaos in here. There is just so many people, and I literally, like, was kneeling down, like, looking at a stocking, and as I did that, two different people bumped me from both sides, and I was like, okay, I'm going to leave this store quietly and go cry in a corner somewhere and, like, be angry about it. But I was just thinking, like, you know, even if people are wearing the mask, I want to be like, you're still supposed to be 6 feet away from each other. Like, I just give me just a little bit of space, please. Like, but I also don't want, I felt like I was saying that, and I don't want people to think, I don't want them to say hello if they see us, but just please don't do it while you're touching me or anything.
Yes. Always. Yeah. Always say hello. But yeah, no, Emporium, Mickey's of Hollywood, can, you know, all of those big, massive merchandise locations absolutely can get a little crowded, a little bit here and there.
I would like to say on a happy note, though, I really wanted to mention this on our DVC shows earlier in the week, but we didn't get around to it, so I want to say it here. We already talked about the Grand Floridian Walking Path Open, but I don't know if it connected with a lot of people yet, because for me personally, I often like to get out of the Magic Kingdom and not actually dine there at all, and I go to Contemporary and eat at the Wave. And now it's a little bit farther, but you just unlocked so many restaurants that you can just easily walk to at the Grand Floridian. And if you want to walk even farther, the Polynesian. So like for me personally, my dining options just vastly increased. And also on any given day, you're going to have way less crowds going over to the Grand Floridian to eat than you are at the Magic Kingdom, and probably availability too. So yeah. Mm,
that's good. I haven't been on the walking path yet. I can't wait to go over there and do that. I need to. Just to walk on it, because we waited for so long for that daggone walking path to be completed.
We did.
It's here.
Yeah. Well, and you can, and there's a lot of room on it too. So that's a good thing, because, you know, personal space was sort of a thing before COVID. I mean, sure. Like it's so funny. Every time anybody's ever bumped into me, I always joke around and tell my husband, oh, see, they didn't see me behind that little post right there. I was hidden and they just didn't even see me. And so that makes me crazy that two people bumped into you like that, Rhino, because I mean, it's personal space is a thing. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to have that even more so now. So, yes.
That's for sure. All right, Rhino, last news story, please.
All right. I am sorry about my internet. I do not know what is going on. So it looks like the My Disney Experience app has been testing a new feature, merchandise mobile checkout, which is only available at select stores. And by select stores, we mean only Mouse Gear at Epcot and Everything Pop at Disney's Pop Century Resort as of the recording of this video, of course. But what you do is you simply press that little plus button on the bottom of the home screen in the My Disney Experience app and click the Shop In-Store Now Testing tab to begin. Guests can grab a designated mobile checkout shopping bag and scan the items they wish to purchase. Simply tap checkout when you're finished and complete the purchase right on your phone. Guests using this new feature will need to show their QR code to a cast member as they exit the store. This sounds to me a little bit like the thing they've been doing at Target for a little while now, for like maybe the last year or so. But you like scan items as you put them in your cart. And then when you go to checkout, they just basically just scan the barcode and you're just like done and you pay. Yep. But to me, it sounds like people are going to steal stuff. I don't know. I want to be such an optimist, but like we just said, people can't give me 6 feet of space. I feel like they're going to be shoving stuff in their bag. Or you're going to have to empty all your bags on the exit. It's like when you exit a Sam's Club or a BJ's, right? And there's always going to be that person checking you as you go out now.
That's the exact thing that popped into my head as soon as I saw this news story is people are going to steal stuff. That's what I thought of too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's it is. There's a little station, from what I understand, at the back of the store where they'll complete your process. Once you're done, they'll scan that QR code. You'll prove that you've paid, and they're probably going to have to lay eyes on all the things in your bag just to make sure that you have actually purchased what you have claimed that you've purchased before you leave the store. But Jackie, you were sharing something with me this morning that you were concerned about, like another flip side of this and possibly affecting cast members.
Yeah. So we were, when I was down at Disney a few weeks ago, we happened to buy a few more things than we usually buy. And I found myself seeing all the signs for the touchless pay points. But when you insert your chip card, you still have to enter your PIN number. And I wasn't terribly crazy about having to enter my PIN number because then I'm touching a keypad that, you know, a million other people have touched. And I, of course, have hand sanitizer, but I didn't like having to do that. And I was hoping that there was a different way to go about that. Like maybe the cast member could tap it, or, you know, maybe it happens that my debit card doesn't have that feature, or, you know, maybe it has to do with the bank that you have. But that was kind of I wasn't too excited about that. I really wanted it to be touchless. And even when I did my Magic Band, I still had to enter the PIN for my Magic Band. So I was like, wait, this isn't working. I don't want to touch things. And then I got to thinking about it too yesterday. And, you know, I'm afraid, and I'm not sure if this is just me thinking too much about it, but I was afraid that maybe having this new option would mean that less cast members would have to be working in some of the stores. And so I had a concern about that on whether, they were trying to maybe reduce staff so that, you know, but I'm not so sure, because there's a lot of things to take into consideration, like how you were saying, they're going to be checking those QR codes. Right. You know, somebody's surely going to have to look at the merchandise that you have in your bag. And then I started thinking about the self-checkout lines at grocery stores, and there's always a person there that's kind of keeping an eye on things. So, except that this is different because we're not using their device. We're going to be using our cell phone.
But sometimes just like the dining locations right now, all the quick service locations using mobile order, they do still have those in-person cast members ready to help at a cash register, just in case you don't have My Disney Experience, can't use it, whatever, don't know how to use it, and you need somebody in, you know, face to face to help you out. So I would hope it doesn't affect the cast members. I'm worried that it will, but I hope it doesn't. I do like that they're offering a new option. So, I mean, you know, options are different. And then some, you know, these days, and in some cases, far fewer than what we had before. But to have something new open up that allows us to have an experience at Walt Disney World that is catered a little bit more to our personal preference is really nice.
I mean, I'm really excited about it.
Did you see that? Did you guys see that, like, the register, or hear that the registers, like, all across property stopped working on Sunday? And they basically, like, had one register open everywhere. And my friends are in the park, like, texting me about it. And I was just thinking, what, this would have solved that problem really well.
That's true. Oh, if they had just opened up availability to all locations in the app, that would have been fantastic. Good grief.
Okay, so that's strange, because it's probably unconnected, but it could be. I went to Ulta on Sunday, and they said that their card system was down and could only take cash. So it's funny that Disney had the same problem. Maybe they're on the same system. I don't know. But that's funny.
I hadn't heard that. That would be kind of a yikes.
Scary. It's kind of crazy. All right. Thank you so much, Rhino, for reading the news. I appreciate that. Thank you for...
Yeah, you're welcome. Sorry about the internet connection.
No, it just makes things more exciting, because then you talk really fast and it's fun.
It is fun.
So it's okay. Yeah. All right. So housekeeping today. I have a couple of quick housekeeping things. Some new 2021 military discounts came out for Walt Disney World this past week. If you or your family are military, number one, thank you for your service. Number two, if you want to come down to Walt Disney World, you have new opportunities. So new tickets are available, packages with 4, 5, and 6 night stays. The whole nine yards are available, and they can be booked, if I remember correctly, up until December 17th, 2021. So Craig is going to, when he gets a chance, he's going to put the article that Jackie wrote in the show notes of this show so that you can read all the different details if this applies to you. So, and also, the last thing is that the Diz Unplugged Holiday Ornament Auction to benefit Give Kids the World ends tonight. Dun, 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 dun. Tonight at 10 p.m., if you have an ornament that you have your eye on, it's down to the wire. You have just hours left, and we wish you Godspeed and good luck in getting those ornaments. I think there are some collectibles that are available as well. And of course, all of the proceeds go to help the amazing Give Kids the World Village so that they can be ready to roll as soon as they get that green light to start having wish families at the village again. And I I lied. One more quick housekeeping. So Night of a Million Lights, from what I can tell and from what I've seen Stephen Amos post on social, is that if you want tickets, if you're going to be in town between now and January 3rd and you want tickets and you're like, I'll get online, I'll get them soon. Soon needs to be now because there are nights that are selling out like crazy. So I know he's got some nights that literally he's got a few tickets left for. So if you have your eye on going to Night of a Million Lights, go ahead and hop on gktw.org. You can find, when you do /DizHolidays, you'll be able to get to the auction. But gktw.org will also get you to a Night of a Million Lights. Just click on the corresponding button when you're on the site. So anyone else, housekeeping?
I have housekeeping.
Yes, Miss Jackie. Can you guys hear me? Okay, yes, good. We can hear you loud and clear.
Goody. Okay. I wasn't sure for just a second there. So for those of you who are interested in booking a DVC villa in 2022, the points charts were revealed yesterday, and we've got them all posted for you over at dvcfan.com. Also, if you head over to the Diz Unplugged YouTube channel at youtube.com/DizUnplugged, you'll find a list of our partner channels, one of them being our new DVC YouTube channel, as we talked about earlier. So yesterday we filmed a discussion regarding the new points charts and our thoughts about them and what we noticed was different for 2022, just at a first glance. So head over there and be sure to subscribe to the channel so that you'll get alerted whenever a new show goes up.
So, awesome. Thanks, Jackie. Yeah.
You bet.
Thank you. Fiasco, you got any housekeeping?
I would honestly just keep saying subscribe to those channels that you want to get the content for. In January, that very well could be the only place you're going to be able to get those specific content. So just plug that again. Don't forget, guys, that's the thing now.
Perfect. Rhino, any housekeeping?
He's muted.
We don't hear you.
Muted now. It's fine. I just want to make sure everything goes wrong today. That's my jam.
You're checking all the boxes. You are a thorough person, yeah. Rhino.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Just Patreon members, if you're out there, I have a video I'm going to post today and some other early release stuff that's going to go up there. So you can stay tuned for that sort of stuff. Patreon.com/DizUnplugged. And that's, I think that's really all there is. I don't know.
What are our current Patreon tiers, Rhino?
So there is like a general tier where you could just donate money that helps, keeping the day-to-day runnings of the show going. And that's like our lowest tier. And then we have a $5 tier, and that's where Fiasco, Craig, or myself, like anybody would put like, for me, it's like an audio only tier. So like $5 and up, that's where you get whatever show we sit down and record or wherever we're doing it or however we want to do it. That's where we go. And $10 and up is like the video tier. So that's where you start to get like exclusive video content. The solo show, whenever Pete does those, go in there. And then the $25 and up tier is early release content. Whenever we have any sort of any videos that we have done early, those will go into that early release area. And then so on. And so there's two other tiers. There's a $50 tier and a $100 tier. The $100 tier used to be like, let's hang out in the theme park, but that has been proven to be a little bit difficult lately.
Yes.
But you know, I look forward to hanging out with some of those people again, whenever they're able to get here and, you know, we can be better. So something to look forward to, but I've been kind of mixing it up a little bit over the time too. Like the watch parties I've been doing, I've been opening that up to anybody that's a Patreon member, whatever tier you're in. If you're not even in a tier, if you're just donating random amount of money, then that's, I've made that accessible to everybody. And so, you know, we kind of do some like random stuff here and there too, you know?
Very cool. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. So anybody who wants to be a Patreon supporter, jump on in. Rhino would love to have you in there. Craig, do you have any housekeeping?
Nothing worth mentioning. I'm good.
Thank you, Craig. All right. Well, so today our discussion, and this is all, you know, this was inspired by a treat that I have recently enjoyed in the Walt Disney Park. So I'm excited. I was excited to try it. And it's not a treat that's new to anybody, but it was new to me. So it was fun. So today we're going to talk about, with the last minutes that we have on the show, what we would advise you all coming to Walt Disney World to add to your must do, must eat, or must experience lists. And then on the flip side, what we would tell you to stay away from. Like, do not even waste your pennies. Do not look toward, avert your eyes from whatever this is, because it's not even worth it. So I think we all have a little something to share. And Fiasco, I'm going to ask you to go first. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, totally. So I just posted a video yesterday on the Disney Dining Channel reviewing Geyser Point. And we talk about Geyser Point extensively on the DVC show because everybody loves it. And the signature thing there, you'd say, is the bison burger. That's what I got on the dining review, and it is incredible. It is literally like one of the best burgers ever. I'm not even the biggest burger person in the world. I've had my share of them, but it's not my like go-to pick. But this is worth getting for sure. Crispy onion rings on it, crispy bacon on it, and the flavor is just insane with that berry jam that they have too. On the flip side, I would not say like it's terrible by any means, but I think it's just been overhyped personally. Everything I've seen about this dessert at Festival of the Holidays has been just like, oh, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good. And that's the chocolate tart you can get over at the World Show Place. Everybody loves it. I ate it and thought it was one of the worst things I had that day. The sprinkles on it are like rocks. And I just had a bite of it. But I feel like if I ate that entire chocolate tart to myself, there would be a 50-50 chance that I was going to the dentist the next day. Like, like crack your teeth hard sprinkles. So, and as far as like how good it is, it was just like, whatever. Like, if I bought that at a grocery store because it was a cute little Mickey Christmas tart, I'd eat it and I'd be like, yeah, that was fine, whatever. But bad, no. Overhyped, yes.
Okay. Well, and okay, so to rewind, to go back to the bison burger at Geyser Point, for anybody who doesn't know, Geyser Point is at Wilderness Lodge. Yes. And it is this beautiful hybrid, you know, quick service / table service location. You are being served, but it's kind of, it's almost kind of, it's their bar, right? It's a lounge location, but it's got this amazing food. And Fiasco, you made a great point in your review that, you know, during the times of COVID and you're looking for a place to eat outside, like this is perfect, literally perfect, because it's completely open air. And it's just gorgeous. Great location. Yeah.
And I mean, so you are being served, you have a waiter that you're going to tip and everything like that, but it is quick service prices. And right now we're not in a world of the Disney dining plan, but when we were in a world of the Disney dining plan, it was also a quick service credit and not a table service. So,
okay. Now the tart. Okay. So what was it filled with? What is it? Chocolate mousse? Is it just like, was it like a brownie? Was it dense? What was it like?
Yeah, it was a dense chocolate tart. I would compare it almost to a brownie, yeah. Okay. And then it had the white chocolate Mickey hat on it, and then all those sprinkles. I love white chocolate, so that's a cool part of it. And I love chocolate, so I mean, I'm cool with the brownie, but it was just nothing special. And then the sprinkles, I wasn't thrilled with how hard they were, obviously. And it's not something that I would ever count as like, oh, like stay away from this, like don't get this. It would be like in my whatever category. The only reason that I want to mention it is because everybody that I've seen talk about this dessert is like, oh, it's so good. And I'm just like, hey, maybe manage your expectations if this looks like it's something up your alley, because it is something that would normally be up my alley and I just didn't think it was all that great.
No, that white chocolate Santa hat that's sitting on top of it, that was actually the same Santa hat that was on the Mickey Santa Completer cookie for the holiday cookie stroll last year. And so I'm glad that they're trying to, you know, to keep using those little white chocolate Santa hats. But just because you stick a white chocolate Santa hat on it doesn't mean it's going to be fantastic. So it's cute.
Amen, sister.
You might be able to take a picture, but sometimes that's it. Thank you, Fiasco. Appreciate it. Jackie, what about you?
So I love that because, yeah, that's awesome. So, okay. So I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to try some of the holiday treats. And I have to say that my favorite thing out of the few things that I tried is this eggnog fudge that is over at the Contempo Cafe. It is so good. And if you like a treat that you can actually taste the eggnog in, I highly recommend that one because they got the mix right on that baby. So, yeah.
Rhino, have you had that? Have you had the eggnog fudge?
No, I haven't had it yet. I did see it and I was like, oh, this is tempting because you know how much I love eggnog.
I thought about you when I wrote a little quick review about it. You can find it over on wdwinfo.com if you want to look for it. But
I don't know that website.
do you know that one? Yeah. So I thought about you, Rhino, when I got that because I was like, okay, would this pass the Rhino seal of approval on eggnog flavor? And I definitely think it would. So it is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So I'm going to be really honest, and you guys, you know how I am anyways, but I have not had a treat at Walt Disney World that I didn't care for. So I don't get treats terribly often, just, you know, have to watch my girlish figure. And sometimes I try harder than others, but
you look great, Jackie. I want to say that, you know, while we're on the air, you look fantastic. So I know you're working really hard.
I'm trying.
You go, girl.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard. Because Disney is throwing all of these gorgeous things at us. And I'm like, stop. I know. You're making this hard. And so one of the things that I've got on my list to try the next time, because I don't think I can resist it, it's at La Petite Cafe at Disney's Riviera Resort. And I have had a treat or two from that little spot when we were there for their grand opening a year ago. And they've got a new treat this holiday season. And it is absolutely gorgeous, first of all. And it's called a Christmas candy drop, and it is shaped like a piece of wrapped candy, and it is the most beautiful thing. They say that it's filled with chocolate mousse and with chocolate sponge and hazelnut custard. And then it is, it's got cherry reduction, which it looks like it's covered with the cherry reduction and kind of a glossé kind of thing because it's shiny. And the Riviera Resort logo is on top of it in one of those, it's in the shape, the form of one of those wax stamps that people put on their letter to seal their letter that they're going to mail. Mm-hmm. So it's just beautiful. And as we've learned, just because it's beautiful doesn't mean that it's delicious. However, since I've had a couple of things from this particular bake shop before, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it will live up to my expectation. So we'll see.
Yes. No, they do a great, great job so far, at least the things I've had. I had their cheese at Le Petite. I had their cheese board last week or the week before last. Really, really, really yummy. So very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate it. Rhino.
I've had a couple of really good things lately. One I did a video about on the Disney Dining Channel, and that was the Gobbler Poutine from the Daily Poutine at Disney Springs. And it comes out to like $10, but I have to say it was so good. The cranberry sauce that they used on this thing, like, it was the kind that had like little cranberries inside of it. And it was just like so delicious. And I kept comparing it. I was saying, like, anybody who likes the Earl of Sandwich holiday turkey sandwich should try it. But I did a video yesterday where I went to try the holiday turkey sandwich. And I'll save my opinion for that video, but I was surprised about my take on that. So, but that was like really, really good. I really enjoyed that. I think they like, I always love the Deli Poutine. You know, I know Craig is a big fan of it too. But I always recommend like swinging in there and seeing what kind of a special version of it they have. But I also did a video, and it's not published yet, on the vegan option at Docking Bay 7, which is the big one is the Felucian Kefta and Hummus Garden Spread. And I saw like a friend post something about it being what they said. They're like, this could arguably be the best vegan dish on Disney World property. And I was like, I don't know. And then I started thinking, like, I have had it once before, and it was at Disneyland. It was when Disneyland first opened. So I realized I haven't had that here at Disney World because I'm always obsessed with Ronto wrap. So it's very difficult for me not to be eating that every time I go there. But I'm not supposed to have meat like that anymore. So I was like, I'm going to go try this vegan thing. I want to spoil the video, but my God, it was so good. It was so good.
You were going to say it was so bad. I was about to go, no. I've just heard such good things.
I have to say it is probably actually one of the best, like, period, like one of the best dishes I've had at Disney World, I think. Like, it was so flavorful. I think the meatballs, since they're like meatless balls, were made with impossible meat. But then it's got like quinoa baked into it that gives it this like texture that kind of like almost, I don't know how to describe a meat texture, but it gives it that same kind of like feeling when you're eating it. And it was just like, the hummus was so good. You know, I love a good hummus. We've talked about this, how much I like hummus. And it was all just so fresh. I highly, highly recommend this.
Sounds amazing.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Craig, what would be on your list?
I kind of pivoted away from this conversation because, well, we talk about food a lot on the dining channel, and we're trying to get you to go over there and sign up to see it. So I already covered the thing that is annoyed me, which is the crowds yesterday. I mean, like, again, if you watch the live stream, I think the pinnacle is when we were sitting down at a table eating our dessert taco, which was delicious. But then a couple came up and sat in the table right beside us that they were not supposed to be sitting at. And then that guy just proceeded to sneeze while we were sitting there. And then so we got up and ran away, and they started cackling, laughing at us like, oh, you're afraid of us sneezing. Like, yes, I am afraid of you sneezing while my mask is off because I'm enjoying my dessert taco. But yeah, so that was my bad side. But in a positive way, a positive thing, I wanted to just bring up one of the things I'm excited about. This week, I'm going more that direction with this whole game, is that I think Zach Ridley, Imagineer Zach Ridley, was back at it again, revealing stuff on his Twitter. And with all the stuff that we know is quickly going away from Epcot's expansion, well, not officially announced, but more than likely, because no news is usually bad news. But one of the things that is going to survive and make it from all of the original concepts that we saw at the D23 Expo, we're still getting the Walt Dreamers sitting statue that's going to come behind Spaceship Earth. And, you know, it's we'll have to see it, when it's all done and finished, if it does, if it actually fits into that area and it looks good. I don't know if it will, but you know, pretty much I'm just excited that something is still actually happening, and there's not really that question of is it happening or not. We definitely know it is, since they posted about it right now. So yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to a new statue I can sit next to and, you know, hug Walt with or something like that. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Probably none of that. So
I was actually thinking about that last night, that new statue, and how we will be able to possibly, hopefully, be able to sit next to that statue and take all those pictures that we want to. And yes, I'm excited beyond measure for Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. But when that was announced, Dreamer's Point, all of that, that's when I got a little misty-eyed. Like, to have, and I know Epcot turned out so differently than what Walt envisioned it to be, but when it was just to be able to have a little bit of him there, just in statue form. I mean, his statue, obviously in Disney, is there in Disneyland. The partner statue is here in Walt Disney World. His statue in Disney California Adventure is wonderful, and you can kind of sidle up to it and take your picture. It's just going to be neat that there is an acknowledgement, a tip of the hat to Walt right there in the middle of Future World. I can't wait for that.
I'm excited for that too. I love how he's just sort of sitting there dreaming about what could be.
Oh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was I supposed to say the thing I didn't like this week too?
Did you say it, Rhino? Out with it.
Okay. I was going to say I rode Rise of the Resistance finally. This is the first time I've been able to get on it since July. And I hadn't seen the plexiglass other than a video that Craig did. And, you sit with another party now, but I like they're in the front or the back or whichever they're on, you know, it's only a 2-lane car. If you're not familiar, no spoilers about the attraction, obviously the actual story or anything like that. But, I was like right in the middle in the back seat, and the plexiglass, the way they built the plexiglass on this attraction is terrible. It is a thick black bar right down the middle. So somebody sitting right in that seat, I was one over from the side. I was like, this is really like right like this, going like this, I guess this is a better example, going like this the entire time with something very close to your face that's like there. So I don't get, like, could they not get plexiglass that was strong enough to, because the car is not very wide, that it couldn't like go all the way to the other side without a support beam in the middle maybe or something. I don't know. I if you are somebody who's coming here and you're going to go on it for the first time, they're probably not going to let you do this, but I'd try and get in that front row if you haven't done it before. If you have done it before and you're okay with it, like, sit on either end in the back row. Like, I wish I had moved, I guess. I was kind of bummed out because it you know, I love that attraction. So it really is a really bad blind spot in the car.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You have to kind of plan things through a little bit now with Rise, or you just know, you know, manage your expectations when you're going on it. I kind of had the same experience with Living with the Land the other day. So I had not been on it since they had installed, it's essentially, it's like clear vinyl shower curtains between each row. And so you either want, my recommendation would be the front row or the back row. I ended up being placed in the back row. That's just the way that the numbers worked out. I was really glad for that because I was able to turn around and get to see everything on unobstructed behind me. But it really did prevent, you know, those big reveals where you kind of come around the corner and you hear the dog barking and then you see the farmhouse. It's hard, even though all of those layers are clear, you know, you're looking through multiple layers of clear vinyl shower curtain, it impedes the view, and it, some of those grand reveals are taken away, which is disappointing. At the same time, kind of like with Rise, do whatever you got to do right now to be able to make sure that we can get on this ride. Like, I'll deal with whatever I got to deal with as long as we get to be able to experience these attractions. But Rhino, when you mentioned Rise, I immediately went back to Living with the Land last week because was kind of, I didn't expect it. And when I sat down or when I saw the boats pulling up, I got close enough. I went, oh, wait, what? Okay. So I got to think through this. But if I was in one of those, you know, between the front row and the back row, that would have been hard. On my list, as far as experience, it would be Living with the Land. It would be just maybe steer clear of that, or maybe ask for the front row or the back row, and you have a little bit more space and you get to have some of those vistas unimpeded. Mickey's Holiday Cookie at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Please do not buy this cookie. I wrote an article about it last week, and I cannot stress enough how much I did not enjoy this cookie. It's gorgeous, friends. This cookie is gorgeous. It is ginormous. It's the size of your head. And it is covered. They use the word enrobed, which I had to use several times in the article, because if you're going to say something's enrobed, yes, let's really use that word. But white chocolate, enrobed in white chocolate, but it's been dyed red. And a few people who read the article said, I bet it was the red food dye that made it taste so bad. So as soon as you bite into it, it tastes medicinal. Craig was in the park that day at the same time I was, and I just looked at him and I said, it tasted chemically. Like that was the best word I had at the time, but it tasted like chemicals. So, and I remember I was telling Jackie this morning, I made my son a Bob the Tomato cake from VeggieTales when he was like 5. And I had to put so much red food coloring in that icing and I didn't know what I was doing. So I had no idea how much that changes the flavor of the icing, the consistency, the texture, the whole 9 yards. This cookie costs $4.99, is available at Rosie's All American and ABC Commissary. And I recommend that you do not purchase this cookie unless you just want it for your Instagram stories. In that case, buy 3. Next thing, and this is the big thing that that I tried this past week, that everybody, literally everyone else on the face of the earth coming to Walt Disney World has tried. And I was the last human being to try it. I'm pretty convinced of that. School bread from Kringla Bakery Og Cafe at the Norway Pavilion in Epcot. And I have talked with Craig before about school bread. I've talked with other people. Erica from our in-park social team texted me last night about school bread. Like, there's a lot going on with the school bread. People either love it or they hate it. And there's some little bit of a middle ground, but not that much. I enjoyed it. It's heavily flecked with cardamom. So if cardamom is not your favorite, do not have the school bread because you're not going to enjoy it. It's $4.49. It's a little taste of IKEA almost right there in the Norway Pavilion. But it's got this wonderful, rich, thick, cool and creamy custard, vanilla custard that it's filled with. It's got your lightly toasted coconut on top and another dollop of custard. So I enjoyed that. And my last thing I would recommend is the Salted Caramel Spaceship Earth Cookie that's currently available at the Holiday Hearth Holiday Kitchen that's inside of World Showplace. That's got a salted caramel filling on the inside. And this kind of gets my honorable mention, hey, it's really cute, it's something different. But at the same time, I would love for them to put in, you know, 2 times the amount of that salted caramel filling that they have. It needs even more. Like, it could benefit from having even more. The sugar crystals are so yummy. The cookie actually is delicious and it makes for a really cute picture. So that'll be $5.29. So that is that's my list right now. If you're going to Living with the Land, manage your expectations. It sounds like from what Rhino said, definitely manage your expectations with Rise of the Resistance as well. If you have favorite things, if you are listening, if you are watching, if you're in live chat right now, hi live chat. If you have anything that you would suggest that we put on our must do, must eat, must experience list, please let us know, because we are always on the lookout for new and fun things to try and to do and to eat. So please just let us know. We would love to know. If you put it down in the comments below, if you're not listening or watching live, please let us know, because like I said, we're always on the lookout for something fun. Make sure, as we've mentioned several times during the show, make sure to like and subscribe to all the channels. We are going to have a lot of in-park content, fun things coming up. So you're not going to want to miss any of that. We're going to have a whole lot of fun here this holiday season and beyond. And we'd like for you to be a part of the fun. As always, as we mentioned earlier, we are sponsored by Dreams Unlimited Travel. They are here to help you plan your next Disney vacation at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Guys, did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then we will wrap it up. Guys, thank you so much for joining me, Jackie and Rhino and Fiasco and Craig. Thank you for being on the show today and giving of your time and your talents. And thank you so much to you who have been watching or listening or whatever. Thanks for spending time with us. We really appreciate it. Your time is a precious commodity, and we're really thankful that you've joined the conversation. Everybody have a fantastic week and take good care.